Hey everybody, it's me, Swirl, and I am here to answer a couple questions, I guess, and to talk about some stuff and things. Let's see, full disclosure, I'm a little bit stoned, and I have some Benoit balls inside my little pussy. They vibrate, but the vibrations are starting to die. Oh, but it still feels really good. Alright, so I want to answer the obvious question, which is, Swirl, why are you not recording anymore? Well, there's a couple reasons for that. One, if you can hear it, is the atrocious background noise in my new place. And, oh, it's just a pain in the butt. Fuck. These Benoit balls feel really good. And two, recording is just linked very much to, associated very much with a certain someone who, well, let's be frank, who fucking destroyed me. Yeah, who broke my heart and kind of ruined it all for me, I guess. So, yeah, there's that. Maybe I'll get over my little pity party and I will record again. We'll see. But until then, maybe I'll start a new series called Swirl's Adventure in Slutland. Because I got dumped, and I guess, you know, getting dumped by a daddy gives you daddy issues, and we all know girls with daddy issues are very, very slutty. So that's what I've been doing since then. So let me tell you about some of it, because you know what, my loyal fans, I kind of like confessionism. That's not a word. That is so not a word. I like confessing things. I like disclosing things. And I'm sure some people will see it as bragging and, well, oh well. What are they going to do? Downvote everything I post on Reddit? Because that still fucking happens. And yeah, to any of you out there who are listening who still fucking hate me because of shit that happened like 3 years ago, you need to get over yourselves. Just go on. Get over yourselves. Alright? You're probably happy I got dumped. So, I got dumped. I don't post on GWA anymore. So go away. Fuckers. And I don't have to be nice anymore because I don't have someone holding my leash telling me to be a good girl. So fuck all y'all bitches. Most of you are just jealous anyway. Okay. So, Swirl's Adventure in Slutland. Well. Okay, this part's gonna make me sound really, really skanky and gross, but I have hooked up with a couple of dudes from Craigslist, because I think that getting dumped made me kind of want to rebel a little bit, and just be a fucking dirty, dirty girl. So, you know, I cruised on Craigslist and responded to quite a few ads, but, you know, got some responses back. One guy was just a one-time thing, apparently. The short little Mexican guy with a really nice cock. So, you know, he can come back, but he was a married guy on the down low. Pretty much everybody I fuck is a married guy on the down low. I think it's a an age thing, probably, and I don't know. And then I yawn. I don't know why. Okay, so, yeah, he just, we chatted back and forth, you know, through email, established, you know, some stuff, and one night I was home alone, so he came over, we fucked, and that was about it. It wasn't bad. He, you know, was okay. There was lots of kissing. I like kissing. Kissing is good. Before him, however, there was one guy that I was emailing with, and, you know, I always like to disclose everything to a potential fuck buddy, you know, potential sexual partner up front. And so, number one, I always make sure everyone knows that I'm chubby. Right? Because I don't want you showing up expecting, you know, some size 3. And that's not me. And so I always make sure, you know. And I also like to disclose that, you know, I'm pretty fucking kinky. You know, and it's getting better. It's getting worse. I'm not sure which way that goes. But, oh, fuck. I am really, really starting to get into that, but that's like a whole nother thing. Okay, so I was talking to this one dude, we're emailing back and forth, and then it moved to kick, and so we're kicking back and forth, and I was like, yeah, I'm pretty kinky, I'm into some crazy shit, you know, and he was like, oh, okay, like what? And I was like, well, you know, I'm into BDSM, blah, 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 and he was like, oh, yeah, that's too, a little bit too intense for me. I'm like, oh, fuck, and he's like, but I'm still really kinky, though. I was like, oh, okay. So I thought, well, you know, if he doesn't want to tie me up and beat me, maybe he likes feet or, you know, I don't know, wants me to dress up like a nurse or something. Hey, what ups, right? And he's like, yeah, I'm really kinky, like, and I was like, well, what kind of stuff do you like? And he said that he likes to incorporate food and sex and anal. Yeah, food and anal. God damn it. Okay, those are like two things that are on my like hard limit list. Number one, food. No. I don't want to get all sticky and get a yeast infection or something. And two, anal. No. 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 And to all of you who are obsessed with fucking me in the ass, no. That's like a whole nother, I'll have to make like a whole separate recording about that. Like, why does everyone want to fuck my ass? I just don't know. As soon as I tell dudes, yeah, I really don't like to get, like, fucked in the ass, they're like, oh, I'm going to fuck you in the ass. And I'm talking to one of you. You know who you are. I've promised to let you do it. but the rest of you, no. Okay. So there was the food and anal guy. I was like, oh, Christ. And I was a humanitarian, and I was just like, dude, this is not going to work out. Like, food and anal, no. And then there was the, you know, the next dude, the little Mexican guy. He was very short, but that was okay. I didn't mind. I'm not extremely tall myself. I'm pretty average, and so he was about the same height as me, if not maybe just a little tiny bit shorter. But, again, nice cock. And then there was another guy. I saw a post. He was looking for, a BBW, which I hate that phrase, but I appreciate when people use it so I know, oh, okay, they're into bigger women, so that's good, so I don't have to worry about that. And, started chatting with him, and turns out he is a submissive. Okay, I can deal with that. Oh, yawning again. Oh, Jesus, sorry. So it turns out he is a submissive, and he likes to wear panties, which is hot. I like that. He's very much into, like, lingerie and pantyhose and stockings and like, all that kind of stuff. We met once. I jerked him off. We played one time, and there was just... he is... I'm gonna sound like a huge bitch. Well, you know what? Most of the people in the Reddit audio porn world think I'm a bitch anyway, so I'm just gonna be a bitch. He wasn't very smart. Like, when he would text me, there would be, like, lots of typos and stuff and misspelled words and things like that. And I'm not a snob by any means, but I am an English teacher, so that kind of stuff kind of, you know, like, okay. And, you know, he was, I don't know for sure, because we never talked about politics, but just from kind of the way he talked, he was like a panty-wearing Trump supporter, if that makes any sense. You know, I just got the sense that he was pretty right-wing, redneck, you know. The first time we met, he had this big old truck, and like, you know, and he's a blue-collar worker, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Absolutely not. Can be hot, but he was not very physically attractive, and he smoked like a fucking chimney, which I don't mind, because then I just bum cigarettes off of him, but, he just, the cigarette smell just permeated everything, and that, of course, pissed my roommate off to no end, because the dude came over, and, like, you could just, yeah. And so I've kind of, I didn't ghost on him, you know, because even though I'm a bitch, I'm a decent person, but I let him know that, wasn't really interested in pursuing anything else with him too much. He texts me every once in a while, and, you know, it's still friendly, but there's, it's never gonna happen again. And even though he is a submissive, he wants to dom me, which I get that, because there's just something about with men that I just automatically switch into subby mode, so... but he wanted to do some, like, hardcore bondage, type stuff that, I don't know. I just, I didn't trust him enough to do that with him. He was a little pushy, and that's some advice for dudes out there. Don't be pushy. Be nice. Be polite. He was a little pushy, so he made me just, not uncomfortable, but not comfortable, if that makes sense. So, he will henceforth be referred to as Subby Redneck, because that's pretty much what he was. When we did play, I did make him wear panties, and that was pretty cool. And I tortured him a little bit with, riding crawl. But I don't know if it's just my current mindset, but I just couldn't dom him. I couldn't get into that headspace enough. Let's see, continuing on, so Craigslist. There's an interesting fellow Redditor who posted something about being on Craigslist, and he lives in my area, so I found his Craigslist posts, and so I thought it was funny. So I PM'd him here on Reddit just to talk about his Craigslist posts. And, you know, we just kind of started chatting back and forth and talking about things, and we became friends. And then, I don't know, maybe because I'm kind of slutty, and maybe because I talk dirty, and I get flirty, and I have a really sex-positive attitude, which is like, yay, wee, sex, gimme, most of the time, all the time. So, you know, we just kind of, like, started flirting, and, yeah, so we played over Skype once, which was pretty sexy. He likes to be watched. I'm sure he would love me talking about this, in an audio. And, yeah, he likes to be watched. And that's not where I was going with that. We played on Skype, and now we have met in person. Oh my gosh, I have to tell you about the time that we met, but he didn't know that we met. Okay, so he and I have been talking, and he and his SO are swingers. So they're a part of the lifestyle, as swingers like to call themselves, here in the city in which I live. And so he was like, oh, you should get on these couple websites and, you know, maybe go to a party or something. And he and his wife were going to a Halloween party. And so I decided that I also needed to go to the Halloween party. And, you know, he and I are talking, and I was like, oh, it'll be cool because he's on the down low. Like, his wife, of course, doesn't know that he is sleeping with a couple other people. And, even though they're swingers. And so, you know, we're talking about this party, and I couldn't just go up to him at the party and be like, hey, because his wife doesn't know that he was chatting with some little chick on Reddit. And, you know, I didn't want to get him in trouble. Now, here's the thing. He hadn't seen very many pictures of me because I don't have many pictures of me because I hate pictures. I look like a goober. So he had only seen a few pictures of me, so he didn't really know what I looked like. So we're at this swingers party, okay? And it's run by some people who live near me, and they have this huge fucking house, and they just have it set up for these big old sex parties, okay? So I made my ex-girlfriend go with me. We dressed up in costumes. She was a unicorn. Ha ha. A unicorn at a swingers party. I was amused. And I don't know. I just put my hair in pigtails and put on my collar and cuffs and a lot of fucking makeup and a little plaid skirt, pretty much. And so, yeah, I didn't have any sexy shoes, though, so I had to wear my sneakers. And so we went to this party, and, you know, basically I was just there to stalk my new friend and to try to get his attention. And I thought that he knew who I was, that he had figured it out, because I was basically stalking him through this party. Again, it was very crowded. There was like 200 people there or something. And, you know, it was outside, it was inside, there was like a big orgy type room, and then private rooms and a living room, and like, you know, just people everywhere in various stages of undress. And there were some kinksters there, which I thought was cool. There were some people getting beat outside. I enjoyed watching that. And so, like, I kept trying to strategically place myself in places where he could see me, and then I would make eye contact with him to be kind of like, hey, how's it going? You know? And he was dressed up like a wolf. And he had some big fuzzy ears, and they were cute. And he had this big fluffy tail. Now, at one point, I want you to imagine this. So, there's kind of like a dance floor-ish area, right, in the living room. So, some people are dancing, and there's a big old sectional couch. It was huge. Like, bigger than a regular sectional couch. And he and his wife were sitting, like, on the edge of it. So they were sitting, like, you know, at the small end, if it's like an L, like if the sectional's like an L, they were sitting at, like, the bottom part of it. Okay, so they're just sitting there, just watching the party. They were, like, really low-key. I think at that point, they hadn't really done anything too much yet. So they were just kind of hanging out. And, so me and the unicorn go over and we sit like right behind them. And I thought, like I said, I thought that he knew who I was. So I'm sitting like right behind him and I'm getting all kind of like, this is fun. There's like tension. Like I kind of kept like sort of accidentally bumping into him just like a little tiny bit. Like I didn't want to be too obvious. And then it was getting really, really crowded on the couch. So I had slid down and was sitting on the floor, right? So the unicorn is sitting behind me and I was kind of like in between her legs sitting on the floor, and the wolf, And we called him the Wolf of Wall Street, even though that's not what he was. He was just kind of like a pimped out wolf. But Wolf of Wall Street was sitting there, and I kept like stroking his tail, and occasionally I would like tug on it, because again, thought he knew it was me. Turns out, he did not. He had no fucking clue. I was sitting on the floor, like right there. And I was playing with his tail, and, like, I kept talking really loud, so, because he knows my voice, so I was, like, trying to, like, get him to hear me. But he was paying no fucking attention to me whatsoever. Alright, so at some point, he and his wife disappeared. They actually went and played in the one room or something, and, so me and the unicorn are sitting there. She probably, I think at this point she had gotten food or something, and I told her she was embarrassing for eating at the swingers party, but whatever. And there were these kids in front of us, and I say kids just because I'm old, you know, people in their 20s, were dancing, and this one little guy, he's dancing, right, and he's holding a drink, and he's trying not to spill his drink while he's grinding all up on this chick, right? So I just kind of held up my hand and I was like, here, give me it. And so I just like held his drink for him. so weird. So, you know, they were dancing and he was kind of dancing all sexy. So I was like giving him the eye, you know, like, hey, baby. And so, you know, they were doing that, and then they left for a little bit, and then they came back, and then they were sitting where the Wolf of Wall Street and his wife had been sitting, so they're, like, right behind us, and I was back up on the couch at this point. And I can hear him and the girl talking, and he said something about her boobs, or, like, oh, I want to see your titties, or, you know, something like that. She was eating cheesecake, and she really enjoyed the cheesecake, by the way. And so she was, you know, trying to coach him, like, oh, you should go talk to somebody or you should do something, and said something about boobs or something like that. And so the unicorn kind of leans back, points at me, and is like, she's got boobs. And the girl's like telling the guy, like, go ahead, ask her if you can touch her. And so he's like, can I touch your boobs? And I'm like, okay, because, like, I'm going to turn that down, right? So there I am at my very first swingers party, kind of leaning back on this guy, and he's playing with my nipples and stuff. And it was nice. It was pleasant. I enjoyed that. And then he asked if he, I think it was him, asked if he could kiss me. So I gave him a couple kisses. And then some other dude shows up who is friends with that guy, right? And he asks if he can kiss me. Okay. So I kissed that dude. And now that guy, I thought he was dressed up like a pirate. However, I was very, very wrong. And he was dressed up like a wolf as well. Now, you're thinking to yourself, Swirl, how did you mistake a wolf for a pirate? Well, I was stoned. I was overwhelmed because there were people kissing me and stuff. And I don't know, part of his outfit like had red in it or something. I don't even know. I don't know why I thought pirate. I'm not even sure. But anyway, so still messing around with the one little dude. And he's like, well, the chick is like, ask her if she wants to go to a room and mess around. And so the the guy's like, do you want to go to a room? And I'm like, well, sure. But I made the unicorn come with us. So it was the girl and the boy. And, you know, I say girl and boy, again, early 20s, these people. Definitely old enough to drink. Go, and I didn't realize, but the other wolf was followed us into the room. And then it's all a little hazy because I was very nervous and just like, what the fuck am I doing, right? And so the other wolf kind of comes up and he introduces himself, and I'm pretty sure he like hypnotized me or like he did something, because from then on, and I feel really bad, I forgot all about the other little guy. And I was just kind of fixated now on this other wolf. And yeah, so I ended up messing around with the couple and the other wolf. And so, like, the girl was sucking on my tits and I was sucking on hers because she's got some fucking nice boobs. And the other little guy was, like, you know, playing with my tits and playing with my pussy and giving, you know, fingering me and stuff like that. And then the other wolf was just laying at my side, just kissing me and just, like, these intense fucking kisses. It was just, holy shit. Like, and he had just, like, I was just sucked into him. Like, it was, the other two, I don't even fucking know. Like, whatever. They could have disappeared. I didn't really care. And the one little guy was asking if he could fuck me. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. Like, just because I didn't want to be too slutty at my first party. But the other wolf kind of got down there. One licked my pussy, and Jesus fucking Christ, is he good at that. And then he was fingering me and just making my pussy fucking gush everywhere. Like, everywhere. Just, like, sploosh. Total sploosh. And I came, like, 1,000 times. And eventually I just kind of, like, tapped out. I was like, I can't take any more. And honestly, my Reddit fans, I could take more. And, I can always take more. But I was a little worried because my friend, the unicorn, she was in the room but not playing. And, like, I was worried she was going to get bored or irritated or mad or something. Because she was just sitting there watching. Basically watching me, like, with one person on each boob getting finger banged. Finger banged. And I was a little worried. So I was like, no, I don't want to fuck. I don't want to fuck. I'm good. I need a break. And, oh my gosh, the other wolf. He just, again, commanded my fucking attention. And so, like, the other people were leaving and I was getting dressed because, oh my God, the wolf had, like, just whoosh, whipped off my clothes. I was like, where the fuck did everything go? Like, my sneakers went flying. It was just crazy. And I, you know, had gotten dressed and he was there and he starts kissing me again and he's, like, grinding all up on me and I'm like, fuck. And I wanted him so fucking bad. But I needed to escape. I mean, I am a slut, but I'm also, like, a socially awkward, social anxiety-ridden introvert dork, so I kind of reached my limit of, you know, personal interactions that I could handle, so I peeled myself away from the big bad wolf, and me and the unicorn went and sat outside, and just, like, holy fuck. And little did I know that, while we were in the private room, the Wolf of Wall Street, who I was stalking, was playing with his wife in one of the rooms, and I missed out, and I really wish I could have watched it. That's my one regret of going to this swingers party, is that I didn't watch enough people fuck, and the next time they have a party, which is almost like every couple weeks or every few weeks, I am gonna watch people fuck. Because I need to see people fucking. And so, yeah. I get a message through the swingers website the next day. And the big bad wolf was like, hey, I had a lot of fun with you. And I was like, yeah, me too. That was my first party. And he was like, really? Couldn't tell that was your first party. Shit, you were walking around naked and stuff. And I'm like, what? Like, what is he talking about? He had gotten me mixed up with some naked chick. I don't even know. And I was like, silly, I'm not naked chick. I was like the chick in the bedroom. And he was like, oh God, I'm, you know, my bad. But we kept chatting. And yeah. We have played a few times now, and Jesus fucking Christ, he is amazing. Just holy shit. I'm going to have to record it for you guys once. Oh my God, I'm going to ask him if he'd be okay with that. And not that any of you would want to listen to it, but Jesus God. Yeah. I mean, he's so fucking good. I got up at like 8 o'clock in the morning today just to fuck him, because that's when he was available. So, yeah. So there you go. Some Swirl's Adventures in Slutland. Maybe this will be a new thing, and I'll keep telling you about all the slutty, dirty stuff I'm doing. And you'll hate it, because you'll be like, just talk dirty to a Swirl. Just fucking tell me to come for you. All right. If you listened to this, thank you. And if you did, I want to thank you for being a very, very good boy or girl. So later, when you're touching yourself, and you're getting so close to coming, I want you to imagine that you're coming inside me, or against me, or in my mouth. I love when you come in my mouth. Oh, fuck yes. I want you to say my name as you come. Bye now.